to the ongoing debate now over whether a recession is coming and what type of recession should we be worrying about. Weilin Wang and Adrian Ma of NPR's podcast The Indicator from Planet Money introduce us to the L-shaped recession by looking at a country that went through one, Japan.
To understand why an L-shaped recession is so undesirable, we have to look at the different types of recessions. Economists use letter names as a kind of shorthand to describe the shape that results from a graph of a country's gross domestic product over time. By looking at these basic shapes, you can see both the decline and the upturn. Takeo Hoshi is a professor of economics at the University of Tokyo.
If the recession doesn't continue, we know it's a V-shaped recovery. If it continues longer, we start talking about U-shaped recovery. And if the economy doesn't recover even then in several years, we start talking about L-shaped recovery.
And it's really not much of a recovery at all. This is the problem that plagued Japan during the 90s and why that period is known as the country's lost decade.
It began in the late 80s with a real estate bubble.
There were lots of anecdotes that suggest the land prices in Japan may be too high.
And of course, the bubble eventually burst. And what followed in the 1990s was this sort of economic malaise marked with slow growth and also falling prices.
In other words, deflation. Now, Takeo says that overall, deflation was not a disaster. The Japanese economy was mature, people had savings, and living standards remained high. But the flat or falling prices were part of a bigger, gloomier picture. They signaled an economy that had stopped growing.
Japanese companies didn't want to fire workers, so what they did was cut down on new hires.
That was probably the biggest cost of Japanese stagnation. The young people didn't get jobs and were not hired into good jobs.
Takeo says young people carried the scarring effects of the economic stupor for years afterward.
The Japanese central bank did try to stimulate the economy. It cut interest rates, even taking them down to zero. And it also bought government bonds, a policy that we might know as quantitative easing. And on top of all that, the Japanese government spent massively on public works projects like roads and bridges.
But demand, spending, and borrowing remained stubbornly low. Some economists put the blame on the central bank for not acting more decisively.
So it's a short history of the lost 2 decades or lost 3 decades for Japan. It wasn't quite L-shaped. It was a continued failure of pulling the economy out of recession.
Takeo says Japan's struggles have influenced the way other countries deal with downturns. Like here in the U.S., after the dot-com crash in 2000, the U.S. Federal Reserve acted aggressively to cut interest rates because it wanted to avoid an extended Japanese-style recession. And then several years later, during the financial crisis, the Fed and also other central banks around the world, they used quantitative easing, inspired again by Japan.
Yep. Lessons we have learned from Japan. Weilin Wang,
Adrian Ma, NPR News.